Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 7:24, Pretoria 8:25, and Mbombela 16:27.
On the roads, there's been an accident in Germiston on the N3 South near the Rand Airport Road exit. The traffic is heavily backed up in the area, and there's a stationary vehicle in Alberton on the N12 West at the R59 Reading Interchange.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the third consecutive Ligue 1 title, and Springbok women head coach Louis Gunn names a 28-player squad for the Rugby Africa Women's Cup in Madagascar.
The mother of two-year-old Siobhan Roche has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the killing of her daughter. Rochelle Botha appeared in court for sentencing today with her lover Stefan van Niekerk, who was sentenced to life in prison for his part in the crime. Women and Men Against Child Abuse is the latest organization to welcome the sentencing of the two. They were also found guilty of abusing Siobhan's siblings last year. Luke Lamprecht from the organization took the stand in mitigation of sentence and says Botha showed no remorse throughout the trial.
What was distressing, though, was that the mother started crying hysterically after she was sentenced, which she had never cried for her children once in the trial.
And the South African Editors Forum has called on the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Montlegu Ngubane, to denounce the alleged targeting of the head of the news at SABC, Moshoeshoe Monare, by the State Security Agency. This follows reports that the SSA wants to subject Monare to a polygraph test as part of a second round of vetting since taking on the role in 2022. Here's SANEF's Reggie Moalusi.
As South Africans, we are always saying, when will it end? There's always interference at the SABC's news department, particularly from the governing party side, particularly from some political parties as well, particularly during this time towards elections. Why can't the SABC be allowed, like any other news organization, like any other public broadcaster, to do its work?
On to election matters, the presidency rejected claims that improvement in the country's energy supply is a ploy to win the elections. The comments were made by the spokesperson Vincent Magwenya during a media briefing today. He says actions taken since Ramaphosa announced the Energy Action Plan have reduced the severity and frequency of load shedding.
As South Africans, we are always saying, when will it end? There's always interference at the SABC's.
Seems like I had the wrong news upside there. Apologies for that, but we'll bring you more on that a bit later. And then on the international front, various role players in talks to broker peace in Gaza are awaiting Hamas's response on a proposed ceasefire. Here's Egypt's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sameh Shoukry.
There are factors that will have impact on both sides, but I hope that all will rise to the occasion and recognize that we cannot have the situation of continuing loss of life. The humanitarian situation is absolutely horrific. It can only get worse.
The proposal includes a 40-day ceasefire and the potential release of thousands of Palestinian prisoners in return for freeing Israeli hostages taken by Hamas on the 7th of October last year. The war is now almost in its seventh month. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Now it seems to me that you know